I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
And again, Don Fierstead here with some additional outdoor information. Well, the Wabe Lake was the location of the Sodak Ice Fishing League's first of five tournaments for 2017, and it was held this past Sunday, January 8th. Jeff and Grant Workus, a father-son team from Watertown, and 2016's Team of the Year struck gold again. They weighed in 10 perch, weighing 10.52 pounds. They also had the largest perch of the day, 1.34 pounds. Second was the team of Corey Richart of Watertown, Chuck Wilson, Aberdeen, 8.87 pounds. The third place was held by Bryce Benson of Ortonville and Brian Carlson of Clinton, Minnesota, with 8.06 pounds. Other news from the one of the last flights that the aerial people for the Game, Fish, and Parks make to look at ducks and geese out at the river was conducted January 4th and January 6th. And Lower Oahe went from 60 to 27,000. The Pier area went from 62 up to 64,000. Lake Sharp dropped from 64 to 35,000. And still down in that Lake Francis Case area from Fort Thompson, Chamberlain area and down, they've had a lot less snow, but they have 80,000 birds in that area. A Lower Oahe still has 54,000 ducks. Other things coming up, it's the Governor's Winter Games, January 21st and 2nd on Lake Ponset. It'll be held on the west side, and it's just 11 miles north of Arlington. Saturday is January 21st, 10 a.m., the safety course, and for ages 11 and up. Free chili, the kids' kitty cat races at noon, vintage snowmobile show, a trail ride, and just all kinds of good fun. On Sunday, the Big Bucks, the Pounders $2,000 first place poker run, and a whole lot more. If you want some more information, you can call Trace at 203-1594, Governor's Winter Games, January 21st, 22nd. Then on the 27th and 28th, it's the Lake Ponset Fishing for Miracles 24-hour tournament, Friday at 3 o'clock to Saturday at 3. They have depth finders and augers and a lot of good prizes, and all proceeds benefit the Children's Miracle Network. $20 tickets, just a few left, I think less than 20 left. And for more information, you can go online to gowatertown.net, or you can even call the radio station at 886-8444 for more information on tickets available for that. Then coming up, the Grass Lake Conservation Club's fishing tournament, February 4th on Dry Lake and Grass Lake. And then also February 4th, the Long Lake Fishapalooza. And as we get closer to that, we'll talk about those tournaments, as well as the Knights of Columbus first annual Webster Wabe Granville Knights of Columbus Ice Fishing Tournament on Enemy Swim on February 11. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell and Brian are right there in Day County, or maybe Marshall. What lakes are giving up fish?
You know, it's been pretty much the same story we've been talking about all winter. Wabe and Bitter, where most people are going. You know, the bite's been fairly tough, I would classify it as. It's just, you know, people are seeing fish on cameras, on their Vexilars and other graphs, but getting the bite's been pretty tough lately. Some people have done well over the last week, but for the most part, I think it's been a pretty fair, tough bite across the area.
Well, I think that's pretty uniform on Ponset, Goose Lake, Kempeska, and a lot of other ones. Timing's everything, and once you find the fish, doesn't mean they're going to bite.
No, usually if you find the fish, you're going to do well, but this year it seems that they're just not interested in biting. I'm assuming it's got a lot to do with the weather, the fronts we've had going through, probably putting them in a kind of a neutral mode, and they're just not willing to bite right now.
Opitz giving up fish?
You know, there's a little bit of activity up there, but I really haven't heard of much. That's one where we have a good perch population. We'd expect the perch to take off in there sometime, but thus far it hasn't happened.
From Enemy to Rush to Antelope or Reets or Horseshoe or Swan, any word?
Nobody's on Swan lately. There was a little bit of activity here and there, but it's been pretty slow as far as people there. I've heard of occasional walleye, maybe some northern pike being caught on there. Reitz has not had much for activity lately. I know a person got stuck going onto it the other day on the ramp, so there's probably some pretty good snow filling in a lot of these lakes, actually. Enemy Swim, a little bit of activity. Mostly I'm hearing about it, smaller bluegills being caught. South Buffalo, hard to get on that lake as well, but there's been some activity, maybe a few bluegills. Pius, just haven't heard of anybody going in there. I'm guessing it's pretty hard to get in off the state land, so you have to go off the tribal where you would need a tribal permit.
No one's doing any DO readings anymore, are they? Dissolved oxygen readings in lakes?
No, we don't do any up here, simply because it's, you know, one point in time, and that oxygen's going to fluctuate quite a bit throughout the day, and we get to that point, there's really nothing we can do anyway. So hopefully, you know, Mother Nature, some of these, she'll take care of them on her own, and others we may have some winter kill.
It seems like Bitter Lake, they're spreading out to that northwest and southwest and also off the state ramp now. So pretty much a lot of the lake's being covered.
Right. And, you know, from what I'm hearing, most people are in pretty deep water trying to catch the fish in the deeper water. And, you know, like I said, they're seeing fish, but getting them to bite's another thing.
Last question, Pickerel Lake in the last couple winters, I think various people can find some perch. Would that maybe be worth a try for perch and walleyes?
Yeah, I think pickerel would be a good one. Perch numbers are good in there still, so yeah, you would catch some decent perch. Walleye look to be down a little bit this year, but still should provide some opportunities and maybe catch a crappie up on pickerel.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, on the phone with us now, we have John Guest and from the South Dakota Trappers. And, John, you got a big tournament coming up soon.
Yes, we do, Don. South Dakota Trappers Association is going to be putting on its third annual ice fishing tournament, and that's Saturday, January 28th at Indian Springs. So anyone that fished it last year knows that we had a real good turnout. We'll have our registration at the Black Claw Bait and Tackle, which is located 4 miles east and 1 mile south of Clark on 428th Avenue. And registration will begin at 7 a.m., and all anglers will leave from the registration location. You can also pre-register with me. You can look us up on our website at SouthDakotaTrappersAssociation.org, or you can call me at 532-5811. 1-2, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
And I think, I was going to say, John, right past, you get past Casey Slough going west on 212, and then actually that turnoff is about a mile west of there by a metal building on the north side of the road, and then you head straight south.
That's correct. And we'll try and have signs up again, too. There'll be big yellow signs again, Don, with arrows pointing, so I know last year it was kind of foggy, and in the dark, those big yellow signs, they stick out real good.
Well, good. What else should they know about the tournament?
Fishing will begin at 7:30 a.m. I always get a lot of questions. Guys can use hard shacks, portable shacks. It's an individual tournament. The individual ticket fee is $20 per fisherman. And we have cash prizes are based on 100 tickets sold. I believe last year we had 156 contestants, so it keeps growing every year. But we have a 4-walleye limit, and for first place that's $400. This is for total pounds, second 100, and third place 50. We also do a 10 perch limit. First place pays 300, second place 100, third place 50, and then largest walleye and perch, $100 per each species, and then we also pay $50 for the largest northern. So grand total, we pay out $1,250 in cash prizes. We have the weigh-ins back in Henry then at 4:30 at Miss Kitty's, located right next to the 212 one-stop, right on 212. We have lots of door prizes. Usually takes us an hour just to get through the door prizes, so your odds of winning something there are pretty good as well. And then we have included in the purchase of the ticket, you get a free fish fry, and nobody leaves hungry, Don.
All right, the South Dakota Trappers Tournament. For more information, give John a call at 532-5812. Well, now we head out north of Pier to the Sheehan Waterfall Unit, talking to Tim Withers with the Game Fish and Parks. And Tim, from the last aerial flights of the 4th and the 6th, it looks like even with ice on Lake Oahe, still a lot of birds in the system.
You know, yeah, there is. There's a lot of the birds, like, up on the Oahe now in the last, you know, even since that flight, have probably shifted a little bit down below the dam. But, you know, there's still birds up on keeping some water open up in that Okobojo area and everything. And, you know, the lake didn't freeze. It froze clear down, but it did open back up through to Peoria again.
I talked to Dean Syme. He said the kids, it was a cold day, and some of them hunted, you know, quite a ways to the east around Blount. But he said it was a good time and fun had by all.
Yeah, you know, the kids, they had most all of them. I think all of them got some shooting, and you know, there were some groups that really did well. The guys that were helping, they run their tails off trying to get, you know, get the kids the best hunt they possibly could, and it kind of showed that way. They, you know, they went above and beyond what anybody expected.
If they have any questions, can they call the Goose Trailer, and what's that phone number?
Yeah, they can just give us a call up there at the trailer. It's area code 605-264-5380.
Tim Withers, Game Fish and Parks at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit. Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks. Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker, starting out in Cottington County. It's ice fishing. Some days, if you're in the right place, you can catch them, and a lot of times you can't.
Yeah, that's about right. Almost all of our area lakes here around Watertown are offering some kind of an opportunity. Some of the best ones, Compesca's probably been one of the better ones. You can go out there about any time of the day or night and catch a mixed bag of fish. Dry Lake by Florence has been pretty good, maybe not quite as good this week as it was last week, but nonetheless, about everybody that goes up there catches a few walleye. Scoot down to Hamlin County, Lake Ponset. It's still been a little bit disappointing. Still waiting for those perch to bite. Everybody's catching some of those sub-legal walleyes, but nothing like we saw last year out of Lake Ponset quite yet.
Anything out of Clark County?
Clark County seems to be picking up. Reed Lake has had a lot of shacks on it, catching some walleye there. They're pretty good size, 15 to 17 inch walleye. Dry Lake number 2 down by Willow Lake, that's been pretty good. I'm starting to get some perch down there, and the perch they are catching are really quality fish, 12, 13, even some over that 13 inch mark, so some really quality perch coming off there. Nothing on Indian Springs yet, kind of waiting for that to take off, and that's really about it for Clark.
It seems like back to Cottington County, Goose Lake is kind of hit or miss, an occasional one or two walleyes if you put your time in, or some perch, you know, in that 1 to 2 pound class or under, but not even close to limits, and you really have to work at them, and the fish seem to be a little finicky. Maybe we can blame it on the weather.
Yeah, we talk about Goose Lake all the time. We know there's a ton of fish in there. We know there's some quality fish in there. Come springtime, they always bite, but in the winter, for whatever reason, it's just been really hard to pattern those fish and get any kind of a consistent bite out there. So I guess because of that, we don't see near as many fishermen out there, and success has just been pretty low.
Well, now we travel down to Sioux Falls, the Game Fish and Parks offices, and we're talking to Dave Lucchese, biologist. And Dave, from Brookings on down, what are some of the lakes that are at least once in a while giving up some fish?
Yeah, I think this weekend was kind of slow, but I guess that probably was due to the weather we had. But around the region, fishing's been reasonably good. Starting up north, northeast, Oak Lake, sounds like there were quite a few shacks out there. They're getting perch. You have to sort to get some keepers, but but the fishing's been pretty decent. They're also getting some walleyes in the mix, so a lot of smaller walleyes, but it's been a while since that lake's gone, so that might be a good one to try. Lake Albert, got some reports off of Lake Albert. Sounds like there's a cluster of anglers out there, and they're catching perch and some walleyes. We saw pretty good perch numbers in our survey this year, so that really isn't a surprise. Got one report off of Lake Thompson this weekend, nothing fast and furious. Some decent numbers of perch, but a lot of throwback perch, a lot of smaller perch in the mix, which is interesting for Thompson. Also caught a few keeper walleyes, but thought it was fairly slow throughout the day there. Lake Whitewood's been putting out some fish. Most of the activity was southwest of that old railroad grade there, but it sounds like they're starting to catch some fish now out in the main lake. Got a report off of West 81 Lake this weekend. They're picking up a few walleyes. Heard of one big fish, a 28-incher that came out of there last week. And saw a picture of a nice 18-inch fish. We tried Sinai Sunday with very little success. There were probably 80 to 100 parties out on the lake. They had been catching good numbers of crappies and a few perch and walleyes in the mix, fishing out in about 30 feet of water. But we had fish under us most of the time on the Vexilar, but just couldn't get them to bite. Further south, Lake Madison is putting out some walleyes and perch, I guess. Pretty good numbers of anglers out there. And then Island Lake down in North Minnehaha County also is seeing some fishing pressure. They're getting some perch and an occasional big walleye. So some decent activity around the region.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices at Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now on the phone we have Dean Syme from Dakota Sportsman, and I guess we got something coming up Saturday night.
Yes, Don. Saturday night, January 14th, starting at 5:30, is our annual membership drive and wild game feed, and that's going to be held right here in town out at the Legion.
Okay, that's where you usually have your steak feed the night before pheasant season.
Correct. Same place, different venue and everything else. So the deal is that on Saturday night, any paid members get to eat for free. We have all sorts of wild game coming up and everything else as far as available for food. We also have drawings for prizes. There'll be some guns given away, a lot of other things going on. We'll have, as far as we know, elk meatballs, venison chili, walleyes fried and baked, pheasant, pickled eggs, and I know there's been some mention of some sandhill crane and also some swan. I don't know how we're going to cook them yet or anything like that, but a lot of interesting food. And then also for those that are not real wild about wild game, we also have domestic food catered in from Hy-Vee as far as chicken and cheesy hash browns and beans and stuff like that.
I don't know what is foreseeing the obstacles or some opportunities for this year's legislature for fishing and hunting in South Dakota. I don't know what's maybe on the menu for a change. There has been no real closure on water issues, but there's always something.
Yeah, there's always something up and coming. I know the last couple of days we've been hearing some talk about road ditch work, some grassland buffer areas, and then also I think the water issues that we're dealing with right now is tied up in the legal system. I don't foresee there being any legislation coming forward with that.
Also, here are some things about planting in the right-of-ways and up close to intersections and stuff like that, even in the middle of nowhere. That's a safety issue.
Yeah, it is. It really is a safety issue. You know, when you have that 66-foot road right of way, the guys want to encroach on that and stuff like that. I think it's a big safety issue.
If they want more information on the game feed or anything else about Dakota Sportsman, can they give you a call?
They can give me a call. My number is 605-881-0378, or else you can go to our website, DakotaSportsmanInc.com.
And, of course, this Saturday night, American Legion on West Highway 212. What time the doors open?
Doors open at 5:30. The meal will start being served at 6:30. We like to have everybody full and on their way out probably by 8:30. We got a lot of prizes to go through and everything else. I know there'll be probably three or four different guns given away and stuff like that, along with a lot of other things.
Dean Syme, Dakota Sportsman's Club. That all happens this Saturday in Watertown. Now we head up to Grant County, talking to their conservation officer and Jamie Peckhelder. And I guess as far as fishing, is it pretty much a Big Stone Lake in your neck of the woods, Jamie?
Big Stone seems to be generating the most activity up in this area, from what I've seen anyway.
And walleyes and perch, where are they finding them, and are they cooperating?
You know, the walleye, I haven't really seen much for walleye activity. There was a little bit of a bite way up north about 2 weeks ago before we had all this real deep freeze cold. But other than that, mostly perch. And they're kind of scattered from Hartford Beach on south.
And access to the lake with all the snow, how's that?
Access has been pretty good. The Hartford Beach and Kazuski access and the Rearing Ponds access, they're trying to keep those open as good as they can, and it hasn't been bad. Once you're on the lake, travel's been pretty good.
Do you get down to Dual County ever, or any lakes down there maybe giving up some perch and walleyes?
Yeah, I poked down there a little bit in the northern part of Dual with the Round School and Bullhead Complex. Looks like Bullhead Lake has been producing some walleyes and a few perch as of lately. And that's about, out of those lakes, that's about the only one that's really getting any pressure.
I know Round Lake, the biologist found some good class of walleyes in there, but I guess there's a big heave on the only access point, so that's going to be tough sledding.
I heard that too, and it's going to be a little tougher getting on there unless you want to drag your stuff out.
The perch they're catching, are they like those 10 to 12 inches, maybe a bigger one once in a while on Big Stone?
On Big Stone, they've been, 10 to 12 has been pretty common, but there's also a lot of those smaller ones that you'll go through before you'll get the bigger ones. It seems like the further south on the lake you go, the smaller they get.
And before you go, the quarry, any trout fishermen?
I just haven't seen anybody try that. I would imagine that they should be able to catch some out there if they went out and tried drilling a few holes.
Predator hunters, they out after coyotes yet?
There's a few guys. It's been a little slow from what I've heard, but there's a few guys trying it.
Well, Jamie Peckhelder, CEO out of Grant County, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.